Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf hey. We're holding Dalid Amid Beis, the last two words on the line, final line. Umesaklin es kilkule hamayim shir b'shisarab. This is a direct quote from our Mishnah, that on Chol HaMoed you're allowed to be mesaklin the kilkule hamayim. What exactly are kilkule hamayim? And normally you would expect the Mishnah, you would expect the Rashi to explain. If you go back to the Mishnah on Beis Amid Aleph, about halfway down, you see there's an aleph in the middle of the line. That aleph, of course, is the Hagois Habach. It says, Mesaklin es kelkuli hamayim shir bishus harabim, v'choititin oisan. You can fix the kelkuli hamayim, and you can be choteit them. Now you look at Rashi, and Rashi is speechless. Why is Rashi speechless? Why doesn't he say anything? So if you look at the aleph of the Bach in the Mishnah, he gives us the answer. Hagoyis Habach here in the right hand column, all the way in the bottom. Musaklis Kilkul Yamayim, Nisha Betzidai, Ayin Pirush Rashi, Betaf Hey Yomer Aleph. Oh, so Baruch Hashem, we have the Pirush Rashi here on Daf Hey. Remember, our Mishnah says, Nisaknin and V'choititin Oysan. There's the Gemara, Kilkul Yamayim, Tap Rashi. Now notice, there's an asterisk, and the asterisk says, Shaykh the Mishnah Daf Beis, this Rashi should really be back on Daf Beis. It shouldn't be here. But don't be upset, it's here. So what is Kilkul Yamayim? Going Avonim Shenoflu Machmas Abarth. The Mayim that we're talking about over here is different than the Mayim that we've been speaking about until now. Because until now, the Mayim we were talking about were irrigation canals, or we were talking about collections of puddles and pools of water for purposes of irrigating a field. Here we're talking about drinking water. We're talking about water to use for cooking, or perhaps for people to do their kvisa, to do their laundry. The problem is that the stones which enclose this cistern, this bar, some of them have fallen in. You're allowed to go and pull those out and fix the walls of the bar on Chol HaMoed, and you're allowed to be choititin oisan. What is choititin? Tap Rashi, noflu tzroyrois bekarkois habor, if pebbles and other small debris fell to the bottom of the bar, mal oisan b'moed, so you can go and take something to dredge them up and pull out all of the debris that fell to the bottom, that's also permissible. So, the Gemara is now a dyke. Since the Mishnah says you're allowed to be choite, it's mashma chatita in chafira loy. You're allowed to do chatita, you're not allowed to do chafira. Rashi doesn't explain what the difference between chatita and chafira. Well, we know chatita, Rashi says, means to pull up all of the pebbles and other debris in the bottom of the bar. What is chafira? Chafira, of course, means to dig. However, the Tosafot back on Daf Beis gives us a little bit more illumination of what we are referring to. If you look at the second Tosis, Bechoytetin Oysa, says Tosis, Shem Nismali Habor Mutter Lachtoit Lahamikoi She'ofer Tichoyach. You're allowed to go and dig down and schlep up any schmutz, any debris in the bottom of the bar. Av L'choyfer Batchila, to go and dig out a brand new bar, She'akarka Kosha. Well, now you're starting with virgin territory, or even if it's not virgin territory, but it's hard earth. So we see the difference between chatita is you have an existing bar and there's some schmutz that you can go and clean it out. That's not a problem. But to dig out a brand new bar, that's prohibited on Chol HaMoed.
It seems to me whether you're cleaning up or taking out the small pebbles, that's a big tircha also. It could be.
Everything is relative in life.
Yes.
Relative to going digging out a brand new bar,
yes,
taking out the schmutz on the bottom, is nishkefelach.
You know, it's sometimes easier to build from new than to renovate.
I remember that my wife and I originally resided in an apartment on the 7th floor. During the week, that's fine. But on Shabbos, always going schlepping up 7 floors, up and down several times, it was nishkefelach. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, the landlord found an apartment that was available on the second floor. We were able to go down to the second, and we were very happy. The very same week, somebody else in a different building told me he's so happy. Why? He got an apartment on the 7th floor. You're happy on the 7th floor? Yeah, he used to be on the 13th floor, and he's now gone down from 13 down to 7. I'm surprised that they had a 13th floor. But anyway, he went down to 7. So everything is relative. If you live on the 13th, the 7th, if you live on the 2nd floor, the 7th is is a little. So compared to just pulling out the dregs and the debris in the bottom of the bar, compared to digging out a brand new bar, it's a tircha. And a big bar, that's considered to be a tircha yisrael.
Where did we read that said Rashi should be lamala? I'm fine with that noise.
Kilkuli hamayim kigoyin avlan. Okay.
You don't have the same goes.
You probably have it somewhere else. In an aleph or a beis or a gimel.
I couldn't find it.
It's okay, we're still being lovely. Just a sec. See kilkuli hamayim?
Yeah.
It's an asterisk.
Yeah.
Shayach Mishmada.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm assuming that you have something else over here.
In the Yiddish Gemaras, they have a Shai, not in the Goyish Gemaras.
I just wanted to seem to bring it.
It's probably someone, maybe in the service of Shas, maybe someone else on the bottom and the top. But anyway, it is what it is. But
Thank you.
We love you just the same. Getting back to our Gemara, Chatita im Chafira loy. We see from our Mishnah a lot of do Chatita and not Chafira. Omer v'yankam ar b'v'yichanam loyshonu el she'ein rabba mitzrichim lehem. That's dafka if this bar is not needed by the general populace. Abu Rabbi Tzrich lehem, if the oilam needs a new bar, afila Chafira muter. In other words, a private yachid is not allowed to go and dig out a new bar for himself.
A community bar.
Even for the community, if they don't need a new bar, because they already have existing bars which are doing a great job, but they'd like to have an additional reservoir, an additional bar, you're not allowed to do the necholam oid. But if the rabbis rechlehem, if they say, all the boiters are drying up, we just don't, new population, new kindlech, just not enough water, then you're allowed to do a chafira le rabbin. Is that true? V'atanya, I have a brisa. Choytetin boires shichem shichem ma'ores shel yachid. You had to do chatita like we had in our Mishnah. Main tzarich loy mishorab and chavada not al fishiyachid for rabim chavada. The ain choyfren boires shichem ma'ores, but you can't do chafira. Chatita, yes, you can't do chafira. Shel rabim. If he can do a chafira for Rabbi, he certainly can do for Yachid. Now it says here very, very clearly in this brisa that ein choifrin boiroi shel rabim. My love, bishul rabim tzrichlem. Aren't we talking about a case where the rabim needs that additional bar? And nevertheless, it says don't do it on chol hamoed. So this is a direct challenge to Rabbi Yankif Omer Rabbi Yochanan. It's talking about the Rabbim did not need this new bar. We had Baruch Hashem plenty of water. The Kavasa, so if that's the case, and then we answered our Kasha. Rabbi Yankov, Rabbi Yochanan says that when we have a Rabbim, Tzricha Lehem, you're allowed to do a Chafir. I hear it says, Ein Choyfrim Bor Shel Rabbim. It's talking about that we didn't need it. Okay, so then the Kavasa, the Braisa presumably is internally consistent in terms of whether you need or whether you don't need. It starts off choytetin boiler sichem arshel yachid, that you're allowed to do chatita of yachid. And we just said the Braisa is talking about she'ein tzrich lehem, is the kavasa gabi yachid, she'ein yachid tzarech lehem, that the yachid didn't really need this bar, he had Baruch Hashem a second bar. But nevertheless, the Braisa says choytetin, you're allowed to do that chatita. Freitimar chatita mishari, is that correct? But then you have another Braisa. Boiler sichem arshel yachid. On Cholamoy, you're allowed to go and bring other supplies of water and fill up your bar. If the bar is kind of dry, go and bring some of these Polish Spring large 5-gallon water bottles and pour it in. That's okay. You can be koinzimaim letoichon. Avaloi choytetim, but don't do chatito. Valoi shofen esid keyem. If some of the plaster has fallen off and now you have cracks on the side of the bar, leishofen, don't go and plaster it up on cholamoy. V'shoravim, choytin oisin, you're allowed to do the chatita. V'shoravim, it said, can you allowed to go and shmeel with plaster? Period. So what does it say in this braisa? So it says in the braisa, boirish sichem arishel yochid loy choytin, you cannot do chatita. And our mission says, you are allowed to do chatita. So it must be this braisa is talking about that the yachid doesn't require this bar. He Baruch Hashem has other supplies of water. He doesn't need it. So therefore, he choited him. So then how do the previous braisa say, choited him boirois shel yachid? So when we learned that initially we assume the yachid needs it, and that's why he's allowed to be choited. And the rabbim needed, and that's why lechoyda we should not only allow for chatita, we should allow for chafira. But the braisa says, "V'ayim choyfrin boyer sichem arashel rabbim." So the question of the Gemara is Mamanafshach, what are we talking about? We start off with the Rabbi Yochanan that if a rabban tzricha lehen, you're allowed to do even chafira. The first brayse that we brought, Koitzin Borisichem Ore, says you're not allowed to do chafira for rabban. So we say, well, the brayse is probably talking about that ain't tzara. The rabban doesn't need it. But if the rabban doesn't need it, how does it say Koitzin Borisichem Ore shel yachid? A yachid can't do chatita if he doesn't need it. How do you know? Maybe he can. Look at the second brayse. The second brayse says that boyrish shel yachid loy chaytetin. You're not allowed to do chatita. Must be talking about that he doesn't need it and therefore don't. If he needs it, you can do chatita. That says in the mission. So must be talking he doesn't need it. And it says loy chaytetin. So then why did the first brayse say that chaytetin? That you can be. So you're going to tell me because the yachid needs it and that's why chaytetin. So then the rabbin need it. So and it should say chafira. Why does it say any chayfrin? So man of shach lechayra the brayse doesn't stim. Like the way Rabbi Yochanan teaches us.
When does the Gemara take a position of saying, you know, you should have taken care of it before Yom Tov?
Anytime there's a Tiruch in Yaseira, the Gemara is telling us, don't do it in Chol HaMoed. So you're telling me, yeah, but I need it, so you should have done it before Yom Tov, or do it after Yom Tov. But you can't go in those things which are prohibited, you could have, would have, should have done before Yom Tov, or just do it after Yom Tov, don't do it in Chol HaMoed. The things that you're allowed to do in Chol HaMoed was a Meleches Dover HaOved. Meleches Dover HaOved means something that is going to cause you a capital loss.
Right.
You have a field, if you're not going to irrigate it on Chol HaMoed, you irrigate it in Erev Yom Tov, you did a great job. On Isru Chag after Yom Tov, you're going to irrigate it again. But if you don't irrigate it the entire Yom Tov from first day to last day, the scientists and the Groysa politicians and the Groysa Knackers and the Groysa Askunim all said, this property can die. You know, all your crops for the next 5 years are not going to grow. You're going to have to go, blah, 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 blah. Oh, the capital's going to die. That's the problem. You're allowed to.
So how come that doesn't apply in this case here? Because
it applies where you need, if it doesn't involve Tirchi Yaseir. If it involves Tirchi Yaseir, then you're not going to do it, even in a case where you have a Hefsid. We have that back in that base of an Aleph. Even in a case where you have Hefsid Maruba, if you have Tirchi Yaseir, it's not permissible. You look back on Beis Amud Aleph, go all the way down to the bottom, see the where the wide lines begin?
Yes.
Beis Amud Aleph, so go up now 5-6 lines. Man Tana, the Psei the In Har Vachalai, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that says, where there's a Hefsid, you're allowed to, Hefsid means there's a loss,
right.
You're allowed to go and do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Har Vacha, if it's just that you're going to lose new income, new profits, then you cannot. V'afilu b'mokim say that even where there is a loss, mitrach nami mitrachin and tircha yaseira is prohibited. You're allowed to do a little bit of tircha, but not heavy duty tircha. So, what is little bit and what's heavy duty? Chatita is a little bit. Chafira is heavy duty. However, Rabbi Yochanan said that's if you're a yochid. The tzirich harabim you're allowed to even do a chafira, which is heavy duty stuff.
It would just seem to think that for a public well, that they would know these things before Yom Tov.
They would know these things before Yom Tov, but maybe they didn't need it before Yom Tov. In other words, the first day of Chol HaMoed, they check out the bayis and say, oh, a major leak sprung overnight, and all the water is leaking into the subterranean depths, and we got to go and build a new bar quickly, otherwise people are not going to have any water for the rest of Yom Tov. No, Chanel, call the construction crews, it's for the tzibur, you're allowed to do it. Good? You're very welcome. Anyways, getting back to our Gemara, so we are kind of stuck with Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. Rabbi Yochanan said that chafira for rabban is mutter. From the first brayse, it appears very clearly that it's not mutter, but ain't chayfrin. So you're going to tell me that you're talking about that rabban ain't a tzarech lehem. So then why does it say chaytetin for the yachid? If a yachid doesn't need it, it should be ain't chaytetin, like the second brayse. So getting back to our Gemara, the elamai, where you see where the Gemara has that aleph in the end of the line, but now two lines below that, the Lamai, and they're in the same line as the Remez Letzion, that's the Toisis on the left-hand side. The Lamai b'shi yochid tzarech lehem, the Gavasa muzim lechazon lechayiv, the first brayso, when it says chaytetin, is talking that the yochid requires it, and that's why you allow for the chaytetin. The Gavasa gabi rabbin is also b'shi rabbin tzarech lehem, that it's talking about that the rabbin requires a new bar, and nevertheless, what did it say in the brayso? The ein chayivrin. Chafir mi'asir is chafir asir. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that chafir is mutter? And it's not only Rabbi Yochanan. But Tanya, I have a third brayso You're allowed to go and fill it up with water. You're allowed to do a chatita. Presumably you're talking about the yochid tzorach loy, and that's why you're allowed to do a chatita. But you're not allowed to go and plaster any cracks. These words are a little bit of a mystery, because we just said you are allowed to be choited, and here it says you're not allowed to be choited. But what does that mean? Litoychon, to go and put shmutz in it? I mean, why would you put shmutz inside the bar? So the article quotes from the Dukei Sofrim that these three words are a mistake and they should be taken out of the text. And you can now go and put lime around the bar. By the Rabbi, you are allowed to do a chafira. And you're allowed to go and shmear with lime. Because the Rabbi, you're allowed to do a chafira. Oh, so I see for a Rabbi, you're allowed to do a chafira. Which is good now with Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi, Trichon Lehem, that's good. What about the first Braisa that we started off with? That still remains a dilemma. That the Braisa, Lechoyt, is talking about Rabim Tzrichim, because it says, Yochid is Choyte, so the Yochid is Tzorich, so then the Rabim is also Tzrichim, it says, Vein Choyfer. What do you do with that Braisa? So Timor Tzritzachi. We're going to go back to that first Braisa, and we have to add a few words. We're going to have to do a little bit of a Chatita and a Chafira in the Braisa. What is the chatit and chafir in the price? Choyitin by nishol yachid b'shiyachid tzorach lehem. Ah, we add the key words. If the yachid needs it, you're allowed to do chatita. V'ein tzorach lehem b'shirabim b'shirabim zvich lehem. If the rabbim needs it, avad you can do chatita.
No.
So far, we only have chatita. You're one step ahead of us. Daniel, always a step ahead of us. Good. So Tritzach, Choytetin, Borishal Yochin, Vishyochet Sarachim. Vein Tzorach Loyim, Vishal Rabim, Kishal Rabim, Tzrich Lehem, Yelada Do, Chatita. Now says Daniel, Dafilu Chafira Mutter, if the Rabim needs it, even Chafira is permissible. So far, that's exactly like Rabbi Yechanan said, and that is consistent with the two prices. But the first price said the Ein Choyfrin. Now we continue on. The Ein Choyfen Borisichem Orishol Rabim Bishe Ein Rabim Tzrich Lehem. Vein Tzorach Lehem Mishol Yochid. Dechi Ein Yochid Tzorach Lehem. Afil Chatita Nami Oser. So what the Gemara has done is a nice degree of surgery in that first Raisa, and it's split it up into two separate cases. Until now, the way we learned it was Choytetin Shol Yochid. Vein Choyfen Shol Rabim. And then we said, how could that be? If you're allowed to be choited, that means it's a tzorech for the yochid. So you should be able to be choifer, because it's tzorech for the ram. Elamai, we're talking about there is no tzorech, then how can you be choited? So we split up the reish and the sefer. The reish is talking about tzorech lehem. And tzorech lehem then choitetin by a yochid, and choifrim by a tzibur, by a rabbin. The second part of the brayis, vein choifrim, that's the sefer. That's talking about kishe ein rabbim tzrich lehem. Or ein rabbim tzrich lehem. Ein choifrin, the ein choititin.
What about the aspect of shafrin as sitkehen?
We didn't focus on that because that was not part of Rabbi Yochanan's memra. And Rabbi Yochanan said, you could be shafrin or you cannot be shafrin, then we'd have to go and analyze, is the brisa consistent or not consistent? Rabbi Yochanan only spoke to the inyan of chafir. And he said, chafir, if Rabbi Tzorech Lehem, it's permissible. And now we have been able to synthesize and make consistent all three braises, that they all are on the same page, literally, that you're allowed to be choited, and you're allowed to be choifer if there is a tzorech, but you're not allowed to be choited, you're not allowed to be choifer if there is no tzorech. And the difference between yochid and rabbim is yochid, you can only be choited, you can never be choifer, tirchi yaseira, but for the rabbim, tzorech lehem, you're even allowed to be choifer. Om Ravashi says, Mastis and Namidek, I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah that this pshat is emes lamitoi. This is not a strained or remote pshat. This is the real pshat. Diktoni, let's go back to the Mishnah. It says, Oisim kol tzorchei rabim. Freiti Mara, koila suye mai. Now let's look at the Mishnah again for a moment, because then it'll be much clearer what the Gemara is going to answer. Back on that day's Amid Aleph, after we finished the Choytetin Oison, we're in the line between the Aleph and the Beis of the Bach. So it says, Umesachmin es adrochim, v'yas orachoyvois, v'yas mikvois amayim. You're allowed to, on Cholamoid, fix the roads, fix the streets, and the mikvois. V'oisin kol tzorchi arabim. You're allowed to go and do all the tzorchi arabim. The next Gemara is going to bring Metzainanes HaKvarois, but we're not going to get into that now. That's going to be another few lines later. Now the question is, what is this Oisin Kol Tzorcheiram? What does this come to include? So our Gemara says, it comes to include that you're allowed to do a chafira of a brand new bar L'Tzorech HaRab. That's the ride that the Gemara wants to bring to our Rabbi Yochanan. Zokti Gemara, Om Ravashi Masis and Nami Deka were five lines before the white lines. Diktoni Uisin Kol Tzorche Rabin. Koi Lasuyimai, what does that code to include? Lav Lasuyi Chafira. And if I have a right to Rabbi Yochanan, that if there's a Tzorech Rabin, the Rabin needs a new bar, a new cistern, a new well of drinking water, he allowed to do even a Chafira. Tumulai, no. Maybe the Mishnah is coming to include with this Oisim Kol Tzorcheiram that Yoitzim Lekavitz Sadrachim, that the Bezin or the government sends out Shluchim to remove the Koitzim. Kavitz means to take out any thorns or thistles which act as an obstacle on the roads. Ulisakis Rechoyim is sent to fix the street. The S is Torata Ois. The Torata Ois on the side says Drachim Hamafulashim. That means a major intersection. And to go and measure the mikvois to see if they have the full 40 saw. You're allowed to go and fix it and bring new water into it. It should be 40 saw. If the Bezdin was not, or the municipal government, if they sat on their hands and they did not fix the drachim and the rechoy voice, and unfortunately as a result there were traffic accidents, she called domim she nishmechush dam sham mala ali makosam kilo heishavka. They are guilty. They are negligent. It's their job to fix the roads and the streets. And if there's a major pothole that they didn't fix, and as a result, a car, Nebuch, went and slammed on the brakes because of that, and Nebuch, chulil v'chas, damaged or killed someone or some whatever, they are the one that is shefach dam. How do I know? Tamalein b'vohu yalecha damin. This is your job to fix stuff up, and you didn't. V'chas v'sholem, you are responsible. Anyway, so if that's the case, maybe the Oisin Kol Tzorcheiram Rabim is telling us about the drachim, the rechoyves, and the mikvois, and it's not talking about the chafira. So therefore there's no raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Says he, no. We looked it up ourselves a moment ago on Daf Beis. It says the Befeirush in the Mishnah. Mesachin is a drachim, v'yes a rechoyves, v'yes a mikvois. So that's what you just recited from the Brisa. That's already enumerated in the Mishnah. So why does it add Ois and Kol Tzorcheiram? So you might, why do you have to add those additional magic words? Kol Tzorcheiram. Labasiyah Chafira Shmaminos Beisanez. In fact, Chafira is included after all. So Baruch Hashem, we now have Chafira in our Mishnah, and therefore we have a direct riot to Rabbi Yochanan that if Rabban Tzrichelan, they even let it go and dig out a brand new bar. No problem. Zokti more bite. Betzainin es hakvarois. Betzainin means that if there's chas v'sholom, a person who passed away, and there is an isolated kever, obviously if it's in a cemetery, everybody sees the cemetery. But if there's just an isolated kever here or there, go and put up a tzion, a marker. The marker specifically over here doesn't mean that you put up a sign, but you go and make sid. Sid is white line that you paint in front of the mokim of the kever, not directly on the kever, a few inches away from the kever. You go and take a few boulders and you go and you paint them with white lines so that people come close. Ooh, there must be a kever over there. Why is this white line? Oh, and therefore...
No name.
No name. If the mishpacha wants to put up the name of this Yankov Ben Ploini, they're welcome to do so. But that's not the requirement of the
rabbin,
of the rabbin, of the government, of the bezdin. Zaynus and Kvaris. The whole purpose over here, explains Rashi, is that we want that those that are ochle truma and kodshim, people that are going to eat truma, that they shouldn't become tameh. They walk by accident over a kever, they get to masmas. They won't be able to eat truma. And if they touch the truma when they are tameh, then the truma will become tameh, and you're going to have to go and burn it. And the same thing applies to kodshim, etc. Talk about Rishon and Paz. Yes,
paint?
I'm sorry. Sid is a paint.
Line.
Line.
But I was thinking, like, you know, the Havdil on the 30-yard line. They put down white lime.
Is that white lime as well?
It's a white type of, it's, well, it's lime, but it's just similar initially. Okay. So I'm wondering if it's whether they're spreading this powder, you know, this round white lime, because, for example, with the dirt, you can't paint the dirt. Maybe you can, maybe pour paint
on it. I think with the lime, they're talking about it pours on the dirt and cuts like a film on top of it.
Yeah, that's in a film, but all right.
So if you think that the term painting is inappropriate, I withdraw that.
It's not permanent because you have to redo it every Adar. It's a yearly thing.
So it could be a ground powder that they,
so they mix with water and it forms
maybe food coloring.
All right, well, I'll look into that.
Please do, and if you can bring a thesis tomorrow so we can read through it. And know exactly
lime
how
is not
it.
Green lime, it's lime with a Y, just to let you know.
Okay, let me get right. Zok Yomar Vaita, Omer Shimon Bazi, Remez Letzion, Kvoris Manatrin Minayin. How do you know there is such a chiyuv to go and be Mitzayin the Kvoris? How do you know? If you do it, you do it. If you don't do it, you don't do it. Who says that there's a chiyuv Manatrin? The Gemara is going to bring now about 6 or 7 different psukim, all supporting the idea that whenever there's a gever, you should go and make a tzion. You should go and do some sort of markings through line that people should be able to note that this is a gever. How do I know? Tamalim is a pasuk in Yechezkel. V'ra'a etzem adam, uvona etzloi tzion. He saw an etzem adam, meaning bones, and he went and made a tzion from the outside with line. This pasuk, by the way, is not talking about something that already happened. Tosis says this is talking about something in the future, but nevertheless, it's still something from which we can learn the halacha. We said that this is a chiyuv min haTorah, and you're bringing me a raya from Yechezkel. Yechezkel is not Torah. Yechezkel is zachnach. It's nevi'ah. So until Yechezkel said it, who knows that it's min haTorah? So in fact, where did Yechezkel take it from? So he told him, "Let me ask you a rhetorical question." The following halachas that we're going to recite from a pasuk in Yechezkel, we don't find it anywhere in the Torah, but we learned it from Yechezkel. What does it say? If you have a kohen who is an arel leiv, and arel leiv means, unfortunately, he became an apikoyris. He has a ben nechar. His natural mass of lavina, which was shoshvayim, he's unfortunately apikoyris, or an orabasa. Orabasa, says Rashi, is referring to a nice, wonderful koyin who cannot have a circumcision because mesu echav machmas mila. Those two individuals cannot come into my beis hamikdash to do sheiros, to go and work and do the avoid in the beis hamikdash. Now this is a beautiful pasuk in Yechezkel. A mekam deleis Yechezkel man omar. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that a Kohen is disqualified either because he doesn't have a bris or because he became a heretic, became a apikoyis. They had it the Kabbalah until Yechezkel, like Aloch al-Moshe Misirai, because Yechezkel, Bas Mechakra, and Yechezkel decided to codify it and to incorporate it in a pasuk. Hachanami, the same thing with the Tzion Kvaris, they knew this halach already before Yechezkel. Gemara Gemila, they had such a Kabbalah. So therefore, your kasha of what happened before Yechezkel and Mishka kasha, they knew the halacha, but it wasn't specifically written out in the Torah. Rebbe Boam Amriach, I have a posse from the Torah. It says, by the Metzoyra. Metzoyra is sitting Mechutz Lamachne. V'tame, tame yikra. What does that mean, tame, tame yikra? Tumma koyra loy v'oimeris loy prosh. There is a mokim tuma, in this case the Metzayra, and he calls out and he says, Rabbi Yisai, stay away, don't get close to me, because I'm tummy, I'm Metzayra. And therefore the same thing applies to Nebuchadnezzar, a person who passed away. It's as if the Atzamais are calling out, tummy, tummy, stay away, don't get close, you shouldn't become tummy. V'chein Amar Reb Uziel Bar Berei de Reb Uziel Rabba, Reb Uziel, who was an enikel of the great Reb Uziel, he said, Tumma koyreloi voimeres loi perosh. Same pshat in the pasuk that the Tumma calls out and says, stay away, keep your distance. Is that really what the pasuk comes to tell you? How we by Lincoln Sanya need it for another drasha? This Messiah is sitting there, Mechutz Lamachne, and he feels, Nabach, 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 I'm here all by myself, and I'm going to be here for who knows how many weeks and months and years until this tzaras finally goes away. Apparently, I don't have enough schusim on my own. Ich beit Rabbi Yisai, please say tillim for me. Have me in mind by all of your davenings that I should finally have a refuah from my tzaras and I should be able to be restored back into the machna. Oh, so that's the tummy yikra. He calls out, the material calls out to people, remember me, don't forget about me. So I need it for that drasha. I don't know the drasha of the tumma kaidaloi va'imeris loi praish. The Torah should say the tummy yikra, my the tummy yikra. The word tummy is repeated twice. Shams me not tired. He comes to tell you both drushes. Number one, the tummy yikra, Rabbi, please be mispalel on my behalf. And the other tummy yikra is, and stay away from me because I'm tummy. The same thing applies to any dvar tumma. Stay away.
What's the old dalit there, Brother Bach? The dalit is a lesser bekra.
That goes on the word l'sharseni. If you go back 6, 7, 8 lines, you see in the parentheses is the Sharseni.
Yeah. Oh, that
pasuk doesn't appear in the pasuk.
I see. Then there's
it stops at Liyavei Amikdashi.
Then I have another Dalad at the Tummy Tummy.
Okay.
That goes too, but all right.
I don't see any Dalad here by Tummy Tummy, but maybe you'll show it to us afterwards and we'll try to piece it all together. By the way, you're welcome to use one of these.
Yiddishugamaras.
Abayi says, I have another pasuk. It says, of course, on the surface, means you're not allowed to put a michshol. The way the Gemara is darshaning is a remez that also, if there's a michshol there, remove the michshol. That's the halacha, because you have a michshol of a kever, removed. Rapop Omar, Mihach, I have another pasuk. The Omar state pasuk in Yeshayah. The Omar solu. Solu means pave and pave the road. Panu derech. And remove all mechsholim. Pano means to go and remove any part of shot means debris or anything that's obstructing traffic, obstructing walking on the derech. Here it means remove any kever. How do you remove? You can't remove the kever, so you go and put up a tzion around it that people should pano that they should stay away from where the kever is. Rav Chinna Omar, harima mechshol mi derech ami. This is the second half of the very same pasuk. It says, harima mechshol, remove the mechshol. What's the mechshol? The mechshol that people might stumble upon the kever. Remove it by putting the line around. Rav Shul Bereid Rav Idi Omar, voidach lehem esa derech el chabob, esa masa shiyasin. That's this week's sedra, in the beginning of Parshas Yisroi, where Yisroi tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go and ba'at the sechsa mikol om, anshi chayil, etc. Sayyid Botza, voidach lehem esa derech el chabob, and they're going to go and teach Klai Yisroel all the halachas, and if they need to come to you, they're going to tell her a kosher, yidin alechem. So what's the datum is derech poshib shat derech yel chubah? They should go and teach you the derech haTorah, the mitzvahs and the averus, etc. However, our Gemara is darshining up here remes with that was the derech yel chubah that they're supposed to go and clear out the roads and put up tziyunim so that you should know where you can walk and where you cannot walk. Mazuta omet says the pasuk vizartem is when Yisrael be tum osa. The word vizartem is not a lashon over here of hasra'a or azhara, but rather from like the lashon nozir. Just by a nozir separates himself from drinking wine and eating grapes, that when Israel separate Klai Yisrael mitumasim from tuma. How? By putting up the tziyuna. Ravashi Yom Mishmartim is Mishmarti. Asu Mishmeres l'Mishmarti. Go and make a Mishmeres for my Mishmeres. What is this? Make a Mishmeres for my Mishmeres? Says Rashi that Truma is referred to in the Torah as Mishmeres. Banina Sati L'cho as Mishmeres Trumoy Soy. Ah, so how do you do a shmira for the truma, which is called mishmeres? You go and put up tziyunim around the kever, so somebody should not stumble on it with truma, so the truma shouldn't become tummy. Ravina omits in the pot of some derech, ar enu v'yesha elechim. Some derech means that you're supposed to go and says Rashi, oisin simen be'ezer derech yelchu. Rashi doesn't say it clearly. It could be that he means that the word sum is related to the word simen, because both of them, yes, this is a sin, and that's a samach, but sin and samach, often in Chazal, say is mischalev, so the sum derech might mean put a simen on the derech, and arenu b'yesh alikim. Now what does arenu b'yesh alikim have to do with this? So in fact, the Gemara brings a different drasha on those words, and Rav Shimon Levi kol ha-sum or choysav, zoi chevroi b'shuase shalikonish baruch. Some archois over here doesn't mean a person who walks carefully, but rather it means a person who does shum, a shuma. Shuma means he does an evaluation of what he is doing in life. There are a lot of people, including myself, that walk throughout life without thinking what all types of cheshbonos of the hefsin mitzvah connected schara, schara veira connected hefseda. Anything that a person does, he should start thinking, is this good for the Jews? Is it bad for the Jews? Lahavdil, is this good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it bad? Is it a mitzvah? Is it a veira? So that's the sum. It's shum. You evaluate your actions and your derech when you're walking down the street. Make sure that whatever you're doing is l'shem shemayim and it's good. Look at the Rashi, Arena B'yesh Alekim, five lines, six lines from the bottom of the Yamid. Ze hasham or choisev. The pasuk says some with a sin. But if like hasham or choisev, he does a shuma. He does an evaluation. And machashev hefsed mitzvah connected schara. If I'm not going to do this mitzvah, instead I'm going to do X or Y or Z. Is it Weitzich? A person comes into the store. I'm the storekeeper. He's going to go and buy a new piece of clothing for $5, I'm going to make a dollar profit. At the same time, across the street is a minyan for mincha. So, should I rather miss the minyan for mincha and make the extra dollar? Or should I say, I'm sorry, I can't serve you now, I have to close the door for 15 minutes, I'll be back in 15 minutes, if you can wait, it's good. If not, well, I missed it, but at least I got my mincha. So you weigh the mitzvah connected tzchara, the tzchara veda connected avseda. That's the sum kimoy shamin. Shamin means to evaluate, to assess, appraise what you're doing in it.
So what would be the firm decision though in that case? Whether to make the dollar or to make the minyan?
Someone who is a kli yid who knows that the minyan goes and overrides the dollar. If he's going to make $1 million, and with that $1 million he'll be able to go and support aniyim, the avyoinim, and people learning Torah, and different
men. In the base of Medrash, there's always a minyan.
Exactly so. Maybe then, forget. Exactly.
What's the lashon aruch hasav in Rashi, in the Gemara on the Rashi?
An oirach means his path.
Yeah.
Path and, that he's walking on.
And schar avera, that's an unusual schar of the avera, the onus of the avera. It's a strange lashon, isn't it?
You know, 100%. The person means the schar avera, how much physical pleasure he's going to get from doing the Aveira. Can I get a say that against the spiritual loss? Yes, oh, this is a wonderful, I saw this show, psh, it was really beautiful. But unfortunately, at the same time, what's the hefsed? At the minimum, he could have learned for an hour or two, or done mitzvahs of matzah and toivim, instead of watching the show. And besides the fact that there might have been other problems with the show, the princes and things of that nature. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, Mishum Levi, Kol Hasam, or Hasham, or Choisev, that he weighs and evaluates his ways in life, not W-A-Z-E, but the way that he's walking on. He evaluates his way. Every day in the shir, the Talmud asked him another kasha. The Shabbat the Derigla, when there was a huge shir, the Shabbos before the regel, hundreds if not thousands of people are gathered. Lev Machshle, he didn't open his mouth, he didn't say a word. As you can imagine, Rabbi Yannai was very pleased. Kari Alei, he said about this Talmud, Sam Derech Arenu B'Yesha Lekim. He thought about his actions, and in fact he did this assessment and evaluation. And what was that? The top Rashi, Shemachash B'Shoyz, when would it be appropriate to ask a question? But when it would not be appropriate. If you have thousands of people, what happens if he asks a question and the Rebbe doesn't know the answer? It'll be very embarrassing. Yanni was very pleased that this Talmud has Saichu, as she says on the bottom of the Amud Aleph, the last Rashi. Everybody comes from all over to the perek, to the shir. He asks a question, he can't answer. Have a mix if he would be embarrassed. He would be humiliated, etc. So that's a person who is some derech. He thinks about what he does. Talking about the Torah, but let's see the braisa. From here till the bottom of the Amud and into tomorrow's daf, we're going to talk a little bit about the inyan of Sion, of Mesim, that a person shouldn't become tummy. It's not about, we send the Brisa, Ein Mitzayin. Remember the Rashi said that Tzion and the Amud Aleph means to go and put lime, and Brother Shai is going to tell us tomorrow exactly how you do it, especially if it's on earth, and can you do you paint it, or you just pour it, or you just mix it. Exactly. Mechem, tomorrow we will hear a full report. So, Tanaban, Ein Mitzayin, Loi Al Kazayis, Menemes, Vali Al Etzem Kisoyra, Vali Al Dover, Shein, Mitama, Boil, Al Mitzayin, Al Ashedra, Vi Al Gugoyles, Al Roy Binyan, Va Al Roy Minyan. What does the Gemara mean to say? Hames, Hames. What does the Gemara mean to say? The only time you have to make this Sion is if you're afraid that the person who's walking by is going to become Tameh. So what happens if you have down below subterranean? underneath the surface, you have an etzem kisayir, a small little bindle, which is the size of a sayira of a barley corn, which means quite 2 inches, 3 inches, very, very small. Now, etzem kisayir is metame b'maga u'b'mas. If the person touches it, carries it, moves it, kicks it, he becomes tame. But if it's underground, you're not going to tame. You're not going to touch it. So you're not going to become tame b'maga. You're not going to become tame b'masa. But there's another form of becoming tame. Tumas mesia, the din of tumas oihel. The person is mail ala tuma. Says the Braisa, etzem kisoyer doesn't qualify. You want to become tame b'oihel, then you have to have not one etzem. You got to have tons of atzamais. How many? What's tons? So the Braisa says, for instance, if you have the shedra, that's the spine with the vertebrae, that's a very, very significant part of a person's infrastructure. Sal gugoylis, meaning the skull. Some learn shedra and gugoylis together. Some say shedra or gugoylis. If I'm not mistaken, it's machlekes b'shami b'sil. But regardless, or you have a roiv binyan and a roiv minyan. Roiv binyan means the roiv of the person's infrastructure. I'm sure you've seen when you were a kid in school, biology books that show the skeleton of a person from the head all the way down to the feet. Okay. So then, roiv of the binyan of those atzamas, which typically would include the shedra and additional vertebrae, maybe part of the thigh bone, and maybe if you didn't have the spine, but you started from all the way, the metatarsals, all the way to the bottom of the feet, going up, and you had the thigh bone, and you had the loins, and the pelvic bone, and maybe you had a part of the shoulder. In other words, if you had roiv of the binyan, or roiv of the minyan. Minyan means how many atzamas are there altogether? 248. If you have roiv of that, that should be roughly 125. Five. So if 125 bones, again, if you're mild, you didn't touch any of them, you just walked over it, or you just bent over it, either roiv minyan or roiv binyan, or over the shed, or all the gegoyles, then chas v'shalom, the person is going to become Tommy! So therefore you have to mitzai.
We say Ramachalar after we talk about only that's only bone, or is
The sinews, right? The Ramachavarim are the 248 bones. What are the bones? Continue on. No, actually bones, 100%. And in other connections, when you say aver, it's not just the bone, but it's also the meat and the blood vessels and all that. So that's talking about aver minames, and not like aver minachai, aver minames by an animal. Here we're talking about tumas oil. It's just because Gemara it says, for instance, in one hand you have Christ 10 or 20 different. Each one of these are little bones, and even without any flesh or anything. And we're talking about underground, where it all disintegrates very quickly. Anyway, but getting back to the beginning of the Braisa, the only thing that l'choyre is a bissel ishver is a metzainen al kezayis min ames, because a kezayis min ames is mitami ba'oil, so l'choyre should be metzayen the kezayis min ames. I'm sure you were, and you're probably even worse, you're worried about Nebuch the mess that passed away, that you have the kezayis min ames. And the Gemara is going to address that in another few lines, and the Gemara is going to give a very easy answer. When you're talking about bones, bones don't easily disintegrate or evaporate. However, a kezayis min ames, if you're going to leave it there for a day or two or for a week, it decays and there'll be much less than that original kezayis.
It'll
be rekev. Very good. And it says even rekev at some ways, even from bones you can have rekev. Okay, we're going to talk about that in another few lines. But in the meantime, we continue the braisa ve'ein metzainen al havadois al metzainen al hasfekos. If there happens to be a cemetery, and you can see that there's a cemetery there, you see there 5, 10, 20, 50 graves, then you don't have to go and start putting up the lime and stuff, because I see it with my own eyes. I see a whole bunch of graves. So you don't have to metzain. Al metzainen al hasfekos. Now what's the definition of hasfekos? Ve'ein hasfekos, sechochos, uperois, ubeis apras. What exactly are these three? The Gemara will discuss that in another 10 or 12 lines. We'll get to that in Yesh Hashem shortly. You don't go and put a tzion on the mokim tome itself, but you have to remove yourself at least a mashahu in front. Rashi doesn't say how much a mashahu is. 2 inches, 5 inches, 10 inches. The point is, if you're going to make the line directly over the tumma, a person is going to be looking at his iPhone, like 99% of all the people doing nowadays. They're walking, and then all of a sudden, they walk at something. Hey, what is this line? Oi! I just stepped on the line. Right. That means I stepped on the caver. That means I'm Tomei. And the Truma became Tomei. And the Taharas became Tomei. They cut you. What did I do? So therefore, you go and put it a few inches before. So when the person stumbles on the line, hui! There must be a caver here. But I didn't touch the caver here because the caver is still another few inches removed from where the person is walking. So that's what the Kavanah of the Gemara, they mamid and seem and welcome Tumah, shalai the Hafsid is the Taras, because we don't want the Taras, means the Kodshim or the Truma, shouldn't become Tumah. So
if you go a few inches earlier, the thing is that's trying to tell you to move forward. Because now you're...
Let's look at the Rashi. Ein mamin hatsiyun ala tumah. The Rashi is parallel to our Gemara. Good. Shem ha-tumah mamish tachas ha-tziyun, eino margish ad shebo ha-tziyun pisoyim. He might not even realize that there's a tziyun there until he stumbles over it, and they say, oi, v'tamu taharis. Shehari ha-tumah tachas ha-tziyun. Ella, oisin ha-tziyun, samuch le-tumah, b'rochei kolshu. Rashi doesn't define how much a kolshu is, that's why I threw in 2 inches, 5 inches, 10 inches, whatever. Maybe a foot. As soon as he hits the tzion, what's this lime? Oh, it's my pants are getting dirty from this lime because it's still wet. Margish He's margish that there is tuma there, but he didn't touch it, and therefore he's going to stay away from it. And the taharas are not going to become tummy after po.
It's like a minefield.
Oh, very good.
You're going to give a sign a little before, not right on.
Yeah, but there's another chumra though, because I mean that if you actually went a little bit over, the seal, you stuck a little 2 inches above, and you said, now I was matama, so now you are going to be matama, but you shouldn't have been because it's the.
So what you want to do? You should put it a foot or 2 feet away, right?
You should have to mark it. It should be standardized. The seal should be.
All these lines were standardized.
There should be a tefach before, so if you went over just a...
Maybe.
That's fine.
What you're saying is a beautiful vart. Make a dalet amos to be on the safe side. That's why the Braisa continues on. The ein marchikin tzion mimakam tuma. Don't push it too far away from the makam tuma. Shalom the hafsid is Eretz Yisrael. We want that Eretz Yisrael, every square inch should have utility. Mm-hmm. This way it's as if you're freezing large tracts of Eretz Yisrael. Don't go here and don't go there, which means now we can't go
it's
there.
It's a dead zone, literally.
Exactly. So let's see, look at the continuation of the Rashi. Ein marchikin tzion mimakam tuma yois mikoshu. Not more than a few inches. Shalom the hafsid Eretz Yisrael. If you're going to go and say it has to be a dollar amas away or something like that, that means that entire region is a dead zone, it's a tumah zone. You'll deny you, people won't be able to use it, be able to walk on.
Limited real estate.
But this is Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laaretz, which is all tumah anyway.
Tumah Eretz Am, because the goyim were not makbid, they didn't learn this Gemara, they don't learn the daf, and that's what happened. So that's why they were not mitzayin, all the mason.
Is a corpse of a Gentile in Tom O.L.?
It's a good question. It's a machlokes. Exactly right. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so don't be marchik shalig after that yisrael. Uksayis ben ameis ena matam. Oh, period. So now we are finished with the brisa. Now the Gemara starts metakasha. The brisa, in terms of principle, is very very clear. Anything that is going to cause tumas oil, be metzayim. If it's not going to cause tumas oil, don't be metzayim. So if you only have one bone down below, don't be mitzayim. But we said also don't be mitzayim k'sayis min ames. But didn't we say k'sayis min ames ain't a matama ba'oil? But tenans to chamishna. A mishna in mesechtes oiholois. Eilu shemetamin b'oil k'sayis min ames. If you walk into a house and you were told that Rachmon Litzlan, a person just passed away. But it's good news. They took the body out and they took it to the morgue and they took it out for burial. Baruch Hashem, the tomb is out of the house. Everything is now okay. But then they find on the floor that there's a kazayis menemes. In other words, before he passed away or after he passed away, as they were struggling with the body or whatever, Nebuchadnezzar or whatever, a kazayis menemes fell off and it's there Nebuch on the ground. It's still metame b'oil. If it's a kazayis menemes, it's metame. So if that's the case, why does the braisa begin? Ein metzayin an al kazayis menemes. We're talking about it's exactly a kazayis, not more, not less, exactly a kazayis. The soif mechser choser, where eventually, whether it'll take an hour or a day or a week, eventually it will decay and deteriorate, and eventually there'll be less than that kazayis. And that process of the lesson of Kazayis is not going to take very long. A week, a half a week, 3 days, 2 days, whatever it is. Mutav Yisuf Olav Truma Vikochim Lifi Shah by Yisuf Olav Li Oilam. If you're going to put lime there, that lime is going to last at least for another year or so, maybe even longer. And throughout that period of time, if people didn't notice the lime and they're going to go and walk over this Kazayis Menemes, they'll all assume there must be a caver over here. Why did they put up the line? And what are they going to do? They're going to go and burn for the next year Truma and Kodshim unnecessarily. It's really Tohar, because that Kazayis Menemes has decayed long, long time ago. So I prefer that, although there might be a momentary day, two, three, week, whatever, that people by mistake may walk over it and fortunately become Tomei. And when they hear about it, they're going to have to go and retire themselves, and they're going to have to go and burn the Truma and Kachim. That short, temporary period of time I can live with, rather than having for months and months and perhaps years and years that people are going to go and burn Truma and Kachim unnecessarily, because this Kazayis is not going to last very long.
But they won't know that they won't know that they were Matame the Truma and Kachim if they were caring, because it wasn't marked. So they're going to eat Truma.
That's true.
Truma Tmeya, and they're going to eat Kachim that become Tame.
Slowly, slowly. That's certainly a possibility. Another possibility is that somebody's going to walk and then he's going to come into Shul. Oh, where'd you come from, Yaakov? I came now, you know, from the Lower East Side. Really? How'd you come? I walked up this street and that. Did you know there was a Kazayis Menemes? Oh, I didn't know. Nobody told me. There was no lime there. I didn't know. Let's go and take a look. Oh, he walked over. What's going to be? So you have to go and be Matayin and Mikvah, and you have to go and burn the Truma Kachim. I'm very sorry. So why didn't you put lime over there? Because we figured if you put lime, the guys that come next week and the week and the week after, if they're going to stumble over it by accident, guess what happens? They're
going to have to stop
the film of Rishis Arad and his Tahor, so you could probably make them.
Okay, that the Mepharshim, in fact, talk about that relating to our Gemara. But anyway, let's go back to our Gemara. So that answers the first question about the Mitzayin al Kazayis Menemes. Now we go to later on in the Braisa, where it says, don't be Mitzayin on the Badois, be Mitzayin on the Sveikois. And the Sveikois are Schochois, Perois, and Pesach Pras. And I promise you that the Gemara is going to ask, what are those? And now I'm fulfilling my promise. Zokti Gemara, Ve'elehina Sveikois, Schochois, Perois, and the base of pras. So what is all of that? Schochois, that's ilan ha-mesech al ha-aretz. That's an ilan that's mesech, that is like a canopy over the ground. And perois are similarly, these are vanim perois ha-yoytzis min ha-geder. These are stones which are protruding from the wall. In each of these two cases, there is a concern that they may have buried a mess underneath that ilan, or underneath that evan, which is perua, which is protruding. Why would they have buried a person there? Rashi doesn't go into it in great detail, but elsewhere the Mepharshim say, we could be talking about a situation either when it's getting close to night, the Chevra Kaddisha is coming to the Beis HaChaim, and they see it's getting very dark, and it might rain, and it might pour, and it might snow, and they say, we don't have really enough time. Others say, we're not talking about Stam, a regular day, we're talking about that it's Erev Shabbos, and the Chevra Kaddisha says, I have to get home in time for Shabbos, and if we're going to go deep into the graveyard and we're going to try to bury the mess there, it's going to be a very grave situation. So what do? They go and bury the mess under something. They're not just going to do an open field. So they see that there is a tree over there. Oh, we're going to bury it underneath a tree. Or we're going to go and bury it underneath this protrusion from the wall. So there'll be at least some sort of covering over it, and a substantial covering a mess. And presumably they have in mind that maybe after Shabbos or something, they're going to come back and maybe rebury it. But they didn't. And now the mess is underneath either the tree or under the protrusion. I don't know for sure that it's there. Or Rashi says, or it could be that I know for sure that it is under the Elon, but I don't know under which branch of the Elon. So therefore, I have now a suffix situation. Stay away from it and put lime around it, that people should stay away from this tree and from this protrusion from the wall. Now what's the base of pras? Oh, get it now, like we learned in the Mishnah. You have a piece of land that has a caver in it, and the person either intentionally or unintentionally went and he took a plow and he plowed over that entire piece of property. He now created a base hapras. The kamahu oisa, how much do I have to be choshesh and be concerned about that this is a base of pras that's mitame mitat sofik, mleimana meya ama. Each plow ridge or ditch or furrow that he made, you have to extend 100 amas, because what happens is, as you're plowing, many of the bones may have spritzed, may have kind of been thrown a little bit. How far? More saying up to me'ama.
It's a long distance.
I agree with you.
It's a long distance.
And therefore, that entire property, stay away from and put lime around it because of the possibility of the bones. Aha. Okay. So therefore, I have a piece of property where they were chorish the kever. Bones are sprinkled all over the whole property. Stay away from it and put up the lime. Freiti mora, the concern of this brisa with the Gabi Tumas Oyel. We said, Ein mitzayim le'exleis min amesli, etzim kisoyer av le'al dover she'ein ha'betam ba'oyel. So Sveiti Mori Yetz, you're telling me now, Perois includes, not Perois, the Sveikois, includes not only Schochois and Perois, but also the Beis HaPras. So it means that there is a concern about Tumas Oyel. Beis HaPras, mi betam ba'oyel. Is there a concern about the Beis HaPras and betam ba'oyel? Am Rav Yudah Mishmur. What happens if a person needs to go through a particular field? He wants to use it, for instance, as a shortcut. Rashi gives an example. It's Erev Pesach, and the person wants to bring his carbon Pesach. And they tell him, you can walk through this field, but we want you to know it's a Beis HaPras. So what means a Beis HaPras? That means there might be bones all over. Oh, I have a good idea. I'm going to bring one of those blowers, one of those bellows that you use to go and blow a fire, and they're going to go and push away. If there are any bones, I'm not going to touch them. And the whole concern that I have is I might touch a bone, even if it's a small little bone, etzem kisayira. So if I blow it away, I won't have a problem. The holy can't be able to walk through it. Rabbi said, how can I walk through it? You just said now a base of pras, there's a din of tumas oil. And then I'm afraid that maybe there's a gugoylis, a roibinion, a shed, or whatever, underneath the ground. And you're saying, no, you don't have to worry about it. You only have to worry about those which are on top, because he did a good harisha, he did a good plowing. So any cave that was down below is now ready up above. It's sprinkled out all over all of these bones. So just blow the bones away and go through. Rav Yehuda bar Ami Mishmei De'ula Amar, Beis HaPras Shenidosh is tar. If people have already tread and trampled on this Beis HaPras over a period of time, then any etzem that might have remained has also now been totally tishmetered and is nothing.
Pulverized.
So, pulverized. Ah, beautiful term. And therefore it's tar. 1 second. You're telling me you have to go put lime around it because it's a din of tumas oil. What type of tumas oil? There's only tumas maga umasa from these bones that may or may not be
there. I'm subverting that by blowing away the...
And you subvert it by blowing it away. So why do you have to put up lime? Amra papa likasha. Kamasodesh ovbakeva, kamasodesh nechrash bakeva. What the Gemara is telling us is that the word Beis HaPras has two definitions. And in another moment we're going to learn that it has three definitions. But in the meantime we only have two. One is a sodesh nechrash bakeva, and one is a sodesh nevad bakeva. Kamasodesh ovbakeva, kamasodesh nechrash bakeva. In a sodesh ovad bakeva that was not plowed, so you have a large, large field. Any one of the square inches of this field might have the caver, but 95% doesn't have. So in all likelihood, statistically, you're not walking over the caver, but there's at least 1%, 5%, 3%, whatever, depends on how large the field is. So therefore, maybe Minatoyah might, there might not be a problem, because we heard from Brother Shai, Sufik, Tumah Brisha Sarabim, Sveikot Tahar. But here the Chum said, Midrabanon has a din of Beis HaPras. And this Beis HaPras, you have to put up lime, because there was no Harisha, there's just an Aveda. Somewhere underneath the soil, there's a caver. No, so if I'm walking on top of it by mistake, Chas HaSholem, I'll become Tumah, Tumas Oil. So that's what the Brisa was talking about, not a Sodashah, Nechrash Bakaver, a Sodashah. Ovad Bakeva. But Ein Echanami, Sodesh Nechash Bakeva, there's no din of Tumas Oil. Don't put the lime. You do have to worry about an occasional bone here and there. So, Menapeach, go and blow it. Freit Timora, Sodesh Nechash Bakeva, Beis HaPras, Karile. Does that also called a Beis HaPras? Probably the Girsa should be Sodesh Ovad, right? What is that base of the Vilna Goyen? Looks like a Vilna Goyen, Dicker. Yeah, see, you were concerned about the Aleph and the Bezes and the Asterisk and the Yomad Aleph. So let's focus on the one that we have straight in front of us. The Gemara is saying Besoda. It says Shenechrash. It says the Vilna Gaon should say Besoda. Shemovad Bakeva Beza Praskarile. The Gemara assumed until now from the member of Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Merapeach Odom Beza Pras Vahoylech. And Rav Yehuda says Beza Pras Shenish Yistar, that the definition of a Beza Pras means of Harisha. That it was totally plowed over. And that's the reason why I'm only worried about the bones on top of the field. So be menapeach and blow it. Now we're saying that in the brisa that we had at the top, when we said the base of pras, you have to put up the line, there's not talking about nechrash, it means she'ovad. Frank Timur, the son of she'ovad, but gave a base of pras. Does that have the name of a base of pras? And yes, it does have a name. V'otanan, like we have in the Mishnah. Shloish a base of pras, and there's three of them. So she never bakeva. So does she nechrash bakeva. And a stay boichin. What's a stay boichin? My stay boichin. Rabbi Shimer Arba Mishmei de Ulamar. So does she maftirin ba mason. Then this maftirin has nothing to do with maftir and aftir, of course. What does it have to do? So you look at the second wide line down below, Shemaftirin Bob Mason. Shechim Shevian Mason Imakim Lamakim Likbar. What happens if they're transporting the body from one place to another for Kvura? Like, for instance, from Chutzlar to Yisrael. Kishabon Besoda Samach Le'ir. As they get closer to the city, Neftorim Elu Shehevium Mim Koiman V'Holchen Lehem. Oboin Anchi Amakim Mekabon Oysan. You have two groups of Chevra Kadisha. The Chevra Kadisha that brought it from Chutzlar and bringing it to Eretz Yisrael. They reach Eretz Yisrael. They say, okay, we did our job. You, Chevra Kadisha, you take over from here. And then the new Anshi Amakim, the locals, they take it. And what do they do? Mekavan Oysen, Veroichten Oysen, Shem, Vekoivan Oysen, and they finish off the job. So now, what is the problem? Freit Mar Vatama Mai. So, what is the problem with this stay Boichen? It doesn't say why it's called Boichen. Maybe all the mourners and Nebuch all crying that they see the tramp, they're giving the body over.
Kochen, Nebuchen. There's just a change, whatever that means.
Okay, so what means Kochen?
I don't know.
So we have the same problem again. Anyway, so getting back, maybe it's related to a Kuch. Kuch was a hole in the wall where they used to go and bury the
crypt.
Yeah, a crypt, something like that. Whatever it means, it is. The time of Mai. So what's the problem? Why is it Mesa Pras? Omer Abimi, back to the Imar Mishim, Yush Balim Noguba. What's the Yush that we're talking about? Continue back to the Rashi. The time of Mai, third line, Choshim, Mei Mishim Tumah. What's the problem with the Tumah? Mishim Yush Balim. That's very sad, right? The Nebuch part of the mess, after all, they transported from place to place, maybe there was already some decay, and Nebuch a leg to a foot, limb. To a limb, something fell off Nebuch, fell to the ground, and each one of them, what's the expression in English? Too many chefs spoil the brew.
Too many Chevra Kadisha are used the...
Exactly. The first Chevra Kadisha said, we did our job of going home, they'll take care of it, goodbye. And the new Chevra Kadisha said, well, you got the body, and we're moving on. Yeah. That Aver on the bottom, nobody told us about
lost
that.
Lost between the cracks, literally.
Literally, and therefore that's the reason why that's also called the base of pras. That's the third. Fine. Frank Dimar. If you have a sort of shenechash barkev, you don't require a tzion. Why? Because you only have bones on top. There's nothing down below. There's no oil concern. But Tanya, we learned that a brisa matzah sod mitzianes. They had a tzion. Then you do a mativa. You don't know what the nature of this field or this place is. Yesh b'yilah nois. If you see that there are trees growing out of it, you do a shenechash barkev. Why? Because to plant the tree, they presumably had to go and plow the earth and put the seeds in and to insert the sapling, etc. So there was a harisha, you know, therefore that there's nechrish bakeva. Ein bayilonis. If there are no trees, or like the Gemara is going to say shortly, what happens between one tree and the other? We'll talk about that shortly. Ein bayilonis. Bidusha ova bakeva. That we know that a keva was lost there, and that's why it's still an empty field. There are no ilonis. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is we define this sod as being mitsuyanis. That there is a tzion. And we said, if there are ilanas, you know that it was nechresh. But you said a moment ago that if it was a yiduish and nechresh bakever, don't make a tzion. You don't need to. You only have bones on top. And for that, you use your bellows to blow it away. It's a kasha. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda adds another knech, which is really not related so much to the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, at Shehisham Zokin Oy Talmud, Lefisha Ein Hakoil Bekiyan Bedover. What Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, as the Gemara will tell us on the Amud Aleph and Yetzim tomorrow, that if you have a Talmud Chacham, either Zokin or a young Talmud Chacham, they are the ones that you should ask, what's the story with this Sada? Is there a Kever? Was it Nechresh Bakever? Was it Never Bakever? Because they're the only ones, not only that they're the only ones which are Baki Bidavar, they're the only ones that really care. The average individual in the town says, I leave that to the rabbis. It's not my headache. I got to worry about myself, my family. I have to make panasa. Whether the York cave, the Ish cave, the Oichle Truma, I leave that to the bezin, I leave that to the rabbis, to the politicians, to the knackers. It's not me. So the Einako Bekimbab Dover means that the others are really not sensitive to these issues. The Zakhna Talmud is sensitive. Anyway, but getting back to the Braisa, but the Braisa said that you could have a soda which is Mitsuyan, even though it's only Nechash Bakaven. Initially it was only Ovad Bakever, and they made a tzion. Subsequent to that, you find their ilonis which are growing out. Is Yeduash and Nechresh Bakever post the tzion? Ain't by ilonis Yeduash Ovad Bakever. If there is no ilonis, there are no ilonis, then you know that it was Ovad Bakever, and the tzion from before is fine. Yeah.
A few weeks ago, I was in the Worcester Cemetery, and the director told me, I asked him about the trees. He says, all these trees have sprouted and grown on their own power. No one planted trees in the space of Kvaros.
Okay.
So the question of Gemara is, if you find a tree there, how do you know it was Nechrash? Maybe the tree took root on its own and grew there on its own.
You should have asked the tour guide, said, I have a fair Gemara against it.
I didn't know this Gemara yet. This is my cotton.
Had you learned
this? This is Megillah. This is we were learning, holding a Megillah there.
So he asked about him, about Haman and Esther, yes, man. Okay, anyway, there were plenty of Hamans there in Warsaw.
Right, but sometimes it's not planted. And these trees are enormous over the years.
I can imagine. He doesn't know when those trees were planted. He has no idea. He's just assuming, or that's what they taught him in their tour guide books. But he wasn't there 200 years ago when they planted the tree. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara,
they did the tzion because it was Ovid Bakever.
Subsequent to the tzion of the kever, somebody came and he planted a tree. Who? A goy, maybe a person who was ignorant, didn't know. They planted a tree. So what did they do? They did a chalish as a kever.
And they didn't take away
the... They didn't take away the lime. They left it there. Okay. Ain bo ilonis b'tharna ilonis b'du shob b'kever. Freitim avleich ushtum ilonis mikavoy b'kever mibroy. Even though I see their ilonis from the outside, maybe the kever is in the inside, or fakedu, so the outside. In other words, you see the ilonis, and you say, oh, nechresh bakever. But, you know, the ilonis don't occupy the entire field. So maybe there's a kever sticking out, which I don't even realize. And that's what the lime is telling me. Don't walk over there. So don't say, just because it has the ilonis, okay, no problem, it's only nechresh bakever. Maybe, in fact, there's another bit. Maybe there's like a kever there after all. And the kever is mibroi, it's from the outside. He said this price is talking about, that the trees are on the gvul, will mean on the border between the private property and the Rishus HaRabim. And since it's on the Rishus HaRabim, you don't have to worry about that there's a caver in front of the trees. The trees, that's the border. So it means a cave in front of the trees would be in the Rishus HaRabim. You don't have to worry about like Kavri in the Rishus HaRabim. A person wouldn't go and bury a body in the Rishus HaRabim.
That's irresponsible.
What does it? Maybe it's talking about that the trees are from the outside, and as soon as you pass the trees and go into that field, right beyond that, maybe you have a tumah that there happens to be a ne'evad bekever further in. So the Gemara is talking about misubachim. Misubachim, says Rashi, is that the trees are not standing in a nice row one with the other, but rather there are a lot of trees all over the field with large branches, and therefore they're covering essentially the entire field with their branches, because they're all spread out and it's spreading out all over. And so therefore you can assume then it was Nechresh Bakev everywhere, because you have trees everywhere.
It's word in Hebrew, Subach. It's complicated.
Misubach, exactly. It's complicated, means that because the tops of the trees are all merging.
Intertwined.
Rashi says, Mu'uravin b'cholasavim. V'yibo yisei maha aman, ein marchik and tzin m'makam tumma, shalei lehafzit es Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to worry about that you have the lime in front of trees, in front of the caver, because we said before, any type of lime, you have to go and have it very, very close to the caver itself. Why? Because you don't want to be mafsid Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if between the lime and the caver is this whole bunch of trees, is a simon that there was no caver over there, because then the lime should be much closer to the caver. It shouldn't be 5 to 10 feet away. It should be right in front.
All that space.
V'atem aveikem Hashem ulekeichem chayim kulchem hayoi.